think of it. Oh, they just told him, I call you. No good.
Uh-huh. You ever heard people call white people trash?
Oh, yeah, white trash, yeah. I know a lot of people that are that. We've got a lot of black people that's better than some of the white trash we got. We got the mighty tar of both kinds, though.
Yeah. Would a black person be just as likely to say white trash as a white person would?
Don't believe they would if anybody, white person, hear them. Don't believe so.
What about, you know, a child that's born to mixed parents, one black and one white? What would you call him?
Well, depending on which one is the mother. He'd be black if he was on the black side, mother, right? On the white side, I don't know. He'd be he used to have a name for him way back down there when they locked up him. I've read books about him, name they call him. And here, well, we used to have a lot of what they call yellow niggers. And I think they mixed up somewhere.
A light colored skin?
Yeah. They've got a name for them, though, that I can't remember.
Was it mulatto?
Huh?
Mulatto?
Yeah. They use that word, too. They got another, though. These old plantation owners back down in the Civil War days, why, they had these niggers, they called them, you know, and they raise niggers from these women, you know, themselves. I've heard of that, read about it, lots of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when country people come into town, maybe on the weekend, the city people kind of like to make fun of them.
Country folks?
Mm-hmm. Is that what they call them?
Think so, country folks.
Uh-huh. You ever heard them call anything besides that?
Country Hoosiers? I don't think anybody called them anything much to their face like that.
Mm-hmm.
So country folks, you're pretty rugged type of people.
That's right.
City folks, not.
That's right. Treading on thin ice there.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear people talking about rednecks?
Yeah, that's something to do with Civil War days, I think, when that got started.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if I said something like, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Ford for president. And if you agreed with me, you might say, well, am I?
It's your privilege.
Yeah.
Your privilege. I never tell a man what to vote, who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if God is the right man we got now.
Well, I don't know. It seems like he's willing to work hard.
I think he's the right type, but he can't get anything done up there more than anybody else has done hard, it seems like.
You reckon anybody's able to?
Nah. Him. We need to get rid of all them old heads up there, that's what I think.
Get rid of the seniority system?
That's right, get rid of that. Make them retire at 65. Get them out of there. They ain't no good up there after they're 65. Don't care how much brains they got. If they got that many brains, let them get out in public life and mute them.